We're getting close to the rains retreat right now. Still time to think about what goodness you want to develop for the next 3 months, something special to make up the lack. You might ask, well, how do I know that you have a lack? As long as you still have suffering, there's still something lacking in your practice. So you might want to check and see what it is in terms of generosity, virtue, meditation. What could be improved? But generosity, it doesn't have to be material things. You can give of your time, you give of your energy. I think about this monastery. It wasn't built only by the people who made monetary donations. It was built by the people who gave their time, gave their efforts. You look around you, everything is a result of somebody's generosity. So we should live with respect for that fact. Take care of what other people have done. And then it becomes your merit as well, it becomes your generosity as well. Remember when I first went to Thailand, years back, I visited a monastery, and some of the buildings were looking pretty run down. And I asked the people in the monastery why they didn't keep them up. And they said, well, if we keep them up, it's the merit of the donor. We don't get any merit. Which is a very short-sighted attitude, and it's wrong. You give of your time, it becomes yours. You give up your energy, it becomes yours. So look around you. What might you help with around the monastery that you haven't been helping yet? What can you give in terms of your energy and time? The same with virtue. Which of your precepts is still lacking? The precepts where you're sort of there, but not fully there. What can you do to make it a continuous practice? And John Chan noted that when he went to visit a Chan monk, he stayed with the Chan monk for only 3 days, but it had a huge impression on him. And one of the messages he learned from a Chan monk was, you want to make your practice in the shape of a circle, all around, not just on one side, not just one part of the year. We take advantage of the fact that we have the 3 months, but we don't want to limit our goodness to the 3 months of the rains retreat. We just take it as an opportunity to give ourselves a good start. You commit yourself to something for 3 months, it's not too long a time. People go to boot camp for 3 months, and they can survive. And so if you're extra strict with your precepts for 3 months, you'll survive. And then you benefit, and then it becomes a habit. You build up momentum. The same with meditation. Sometimes people complain that there's too much work around here. You haven't seen monasteries where they really do have a heavy work schedule. The work here is pretty light. And while you're working, you can still meditate. It was, after all, what does meditation mean? The Pali word for meditation, bhavana, means to develop. You're developing good qualities in the mind. You can do that anytime. You can do that as you're sweeping, you can do that as you're cooking, you can do that as you're cleaning up. Any part of the mind that's complaining about the jobs, you can ask yourself, why do I want to identify with that complaining voice? Where is it going to lead me? After all, we're here to have an opportunity to make merit. And for your merit to be all around, it has to include generosity and virtue and meditation. Think of the image of a fence. If the fence is all around the house, then it provides you protection. If it's missing boards here and there, it provides you with some protection, but not as much as you'd like as if it were a complete fence all around. That's what it means to have your practice in the shape of a circle. Make it continuous. See, every time you breathe in, every time you breathe out, the Buddha says, tell yourself, I have the opportunity to practice right now with this breath. So you do it. Because you don't know how many more breaths you're going to have. But you do have this breath right now. You do have this opportunity right now to create some goodness in your life. So take advantage of it while you've got it.